How Maine and Its Lobsters Got Caught in America's Crises by John Walcott. Standing on the deck of the Captain Carl, his 30-foot lobster boat, Jeff Woodman reflects on how the rocky shores of Spruce Head, Maine, have become an unlikely front line in two very different fights: President Donald Trump's global tariff wars and America's battle against the coronavirus. Lobstering has been a family business. I'm third generation, says Woodman, but it's changing. Maine's lobster sales are sinking fast. China was the industry's best customer until 2018, when Beijing retaliated for U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods by slapping a 25% levy on the elite treat while reducing its tariff on Canadian catches. As the Trump administration has faced off with the EU, Europe also has been buying more lobster from Canada. By early this year, Maine's year-on-year lobster exports to China and Europe had both dropped by about 50%. The market for Homerus americanus has shrunk to little more than domestic consumers and a limited number of wealthy epicures in Asia and the Middle East, says Annie Salikas, executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association. Then comes COVID, Salikas says. The major U.S. buyers of Maine lobster, from casinos to cruise ships, all shut down. The state's lobstermen and women are still venturing out, but about a third have received nearly $15 million in federal Paycheck Protection Program loans to help them cope with COVID-19-related losses. Mainers aren't used to being caught in national crises. Despite the long tradition of Beltway residents flocking to the state each summer, America's vacation land has an ambivalent relationship with the federal government. Policies devised with good intentions in the capital haven't always survived the voyage down east, as well as a plane full of live lobster can travel in a cloud pack, tails down and claws up, from Spruce Head to Europe.